Opening night of the 2024 high school football season tonight here in Warsaw. Tigers taking on Michigan City and leading 14-7, facing third down and five from the Wolves 35 as we begin the final 12 minutes of regulation. Sullivan with one man behind him, that's Hoffert. Two wideouts on the near side. There's an extra offensive lineman on the left side of the formation. Sullivan, option play, turns upfield, gets hit, dives forward, and he'll be tackled at the 32-yard line. Short of the first down, I believe, by about a half a yard. Yeah. Where they put the chains down, it's a yard. It's fourth and one, and the Tigers are going to go for it. Duncan back in there in the backfield. Play clock at 20. They have plenty of time.
Sensing a fullback dive.
Quentin Brock on the right. Tucker Reed on the left. Michigan City with four. Check that. Five down linemen. And whistles sound. And Warsaw takes timeout. 11:19 left to play in the game. Warsaw leads 14-7. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Roger and Andy with Austin on a Friday at Fisher Field. 14-7 Tigers. Fourth down and two Warsaw from the Wolves 32. It's actually about a yard and a half, to be 100% honest. Sullivan takes his time after the timeout. And now we have a whistle and what? The referee went to his book and wrote something down again. Not a big fan of this crew.
No.
Fourth and about a yard and a half. Heavy line in there for the Tigers, all their biggest guys. Sullivan, option left, and Duncan's got the first down inside the 30, down near the 28-yard line. That's a 3-yard gain, and Warsaw moves the chains and gets a fresh set of downs with 11:15 left to go, up 14-7.
I think we're in the middle of the drive that we both wanted.
Yes.
It is time consuming, and we're just getting, you know, 3-4 yards at a time. Quite effective.
Update on the Cubs, still 3-3. They're in the eighth inning. There's nobody out. They have a runner at first base. We'll keep you updated. First down Warsaw from the 28-yard line. Sullivan, option left again. Keeps it this time. He'll get tackled. No, he got away from Holly and goes down inside the 20. He will be tackled at the 16-yard line. That's another first down, and you got a pile of humanity back here between the 25 and the 30. And it took everybody a long time to get up. I don't think there's any hard feelings in it. It's just guys tangled up. And frankly, it's the first football game of the season. They're tired. And I think there's a bunch of guys that said, look, I'm just going to lay here. You lay here. We're all good. Yeah, we're good.
We're all lay here for a little bit. And this is going to probably go unnoticed by 99% of the people watching. But Quentin Brock sprung Drew Sullivan there. If Quentin doesn't make that block, that play goes nowhere.
I said it earlier. I'll say it again. I'm really proud of that kid. He's had a great summer and a great start to this season, and he's having a great game tonight.
Oh, yeah.
From the 16-yard line, 10:40 left to play, and a whistle, and flags fly. Illegal procedure against the Tigers. Somebody jumped. Chisholm believes it was him, and he's being taken out of the game, so there must be some validity to that. Warsaw with 13 first downs, including three on this drive. 10:35 left to go in the game. Tigers by seven with the ball. First down and 15 from the 21. Which, when I'm watching football, when a team can get a first down at about the 5-yard line, I love that.
Oh, yeah.
They don't have to score from here.
Yep.
Sullivan, option right this time. Oh, big hole, Duncan, down to the 15, down near the 10-yard line. And then a flag comes in at the very end of the play after he had been tackled.
Right.
And they are going to bring the flag. Oh, my goodness, where is he going with the flag? Is he picking it up?
Yep.
Yep, they're waving off the flag. I thought he was going to, like, bring it and throw it back at, like, the 15-yard line. I'm like, what is that guy looking at? No, they're waving off the flag. So give Brody Duncan yardage down to the 12-yard line. That's a 6-yard gain. It's second down. That's not right. It's a 4-yard gain at second down and 6. Two wide out to the right. Two extra linemen in there, extra tight end, and now we have a whistle and a flag. Sideline warning against Michigan City.
Boy.
Man. Are these guys being observed for a sectional tonight? Because,
right.
I mean, the referee who threw that flag is at the 12-yard line.
Right.
How does he know when guys are a little too close to field? I don't know. Second down and 6. Sully under center. Option right. Whistles.
Another flag.
Flags flying. It's a good thing because the handoff wasn't very good. Michigan City blew the play up. Illegal procedure against the Tigers. So the 5 yards that Duncan got him a minute ago is going to be negated. Michigan City's just like, can we have the ball back?
Right.
They're offsides. Can we just take the ball instead of the 5 yards?
And this is typical first game stuff, too.
It's not unusual, for sure.
No.
And again, Bart Curtis and this offense teach quick at the snap, right? They know when the snap is coming, and as long as they all move together, it's okay. Every now and then they don't. Sullivan. Option play right, turns up field to the 15. He'll push forward to the 10. Actually, they'll mark him down at the 11. So it'll be third down and call it 5. With 9 minutes left to play in the game. And Warsaw leading 14-7 on opening night. Headed to Warren Central next Friday. At last check, Warren Central was ahead 15-0 on Fort Wayne Snyder in the fourth. Sullivan. Started under center and then backed up. Tucker Reed on the left, Quentin Brock on the right on the wings. There goes Brock in motion, option play up the middle, Duncan, big hole. He's down near the 5-yard line. He should have a first down. He's got a first down.
You called it.
Duncan with a big hole up the middle. The offensive line doing some real good work. It's first and goal Tigers with 8:34 to go.
Yep, you called it. If we can get a first down to that 5-yard line. That's possibly 2 more minutes and 3 more plays.
Easy, 2 more minutes.
Yeah.
Because Sullivan's staring at that clock. He's running the play clock down under 10 almost every time. It's at 13 right now. Drew under center from the 5. Ball right in the middle of the field. And Sullivan was going to hand it off, and the Wolves blew that play up. And he will keep it for a loss of 2 yards. And that was dangerous.
Yeah.
Drew did a good job of reeling that thing back in.
Yep, that was either way there, that wasn't going to work.
No. No, sir. That clock just keeps on churning. 7:40 left to play.
This drive has to have been 8-9 minutes long.
I can help you with that in a little bit.
Just what we ordered.
From the 7 now, second and goal. Sullivan, option play right, hands off up the middle. Duncan didn't get very far. They're going to mark him at the 6, so he got a yard, and that's all. It's third down and goal. Now, a Smythe field goal here makes it a 10-point game, so that is not a bad thing.
Nope.
But you'd love to cast this in for a touchdown. But Michigan City's starting to make some progress here at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, these last two plays, they've definitely bowed up a little bit.
Third down and goal from the 6. 10 on the play clock, 6:50 left on the big one. Warsaw leads 14-7 over Michigan City. Sullivan, option play left, ducks outside, and he got across the 5. He got down to the 3, and that's all. And the field goal unit's coming on for the Tigers.
I was going to say that's a difficult decision by Bart there, but you can see there, the second that play was over, there's no decision there. That's a field goal.
Smythe prefers to have the ball toward the left hash mark, and that's exactly where that play was run, probably for that specific purpose. It'll be lighter to snap it back, Villamo to hold it, and Smythe to make it a 2-possession game with 6:08 left. This is a 20-yard field goal at the north end of Fisher Field. Good snap. Spot is down. Kick is low, but it is good. 5:56 left to play here in the fourth. Warsaw's lead is 10, 17-7. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Sorry, I have to take my shoes and socks off to count, figure out the time on this drive. It started with 3:32 left in the third quarter. It ends with 5:56 left in the fourth quarter. So that is
six minutes, nine minutes, 9:56.
It's 10 minutes and 28 seconds. How's that?
That's, and again, even if we just get a field goal there, that's okay.
Yeah.
Because I guarantee if you told Bart, we'll take 10 minutes off the clock, you get 3 points. Sign me up.
Yeah, and now the pressure's on Michigan City. They got to score the next two times, and they'll have to start this drive again from the 20. Smythe boots it through the end zone. That's his third kickoff out of four for touchbacks. And here come the Tigers.
You'd have to think one defensive stop.
Oh, yeah.
You'd have to think that that's
absolutely
good.
Absolutely. No question about it, Andy.
Just based on what we did last drive.
Yep. Well, Michigan City, again, knows. They have to score in the next two possessions.
Yeah.
Right? Not this one. They have to this one and the next one. And now the Wolves will start from their 20, ball in the middle of the field. G is in the backfield with Hart. They've got two wideouts on either side of the formation. Hart claps his hands. The ball bobbles off his hands. It's rolling around on the ground back there. I think Hart reeled it back in. He did, back inside the 15-yard line. Almost every snap tonight's been high, but Hart is only 5'9", right? So they've been helmet high. He hasn't had any trouble. That one was high and a little to the right, and that one did cause him trouble, and he goes down for a loss back to the 13-yard line. It's a loss of 7 for Hart. It was really not his fault.
No, that was well over his head, and he did good, in my opinion, just to get the hand on it.
5:22 left.
Jumped.
Warsaw with a 10-point lead. Michigan City now second down and 17. Back to throw. Hart fires to the near side. It's intercepted! Intercepted by the Tigers. I think I know who it is, but I don't want to say it is. It's Hetty, Cohen Hetty with the pick. And the Tigers, with 5:08 to go, have the ball in the red zone with a chance to put this game on ice.
Great play. Great play by Cohen. I've seen him make catches like that on the baseball field. Just read the quarterbacks. Just read where he was looking. Just followed that ball. Cut that ball off.
What a play. So you're going to hear this a lot, and it's always in jest. He moves pretty good for a catcher.
He does.
He's Andy Maness's catcher. Pitch to the right. Tucker Reed turns upfield, makes a man miss at the 15. He's at the 10. He's at the 5, and he's in! Touchdown, but there's a flag down back at the line of scrimmage.
Yep.
Tucker Reed got his hands on a football on a Friday night, and the sophomore ran it in, but there's going to be a flag and a penalty coming up against the Tigers.
And I think that's one of those where that play happened because of the hold.
Okay. Your job's to watch those things. In the big picture, the touchdown would be great.
Yes.
But it's not the end of the world because it's going to be first down and even longer, and Warsaw could still run time down. And.
Yep.
They haven't marked it off yet. Now they will. Out to the 27-yard line. Well, let's see if the Tigers can cash it in from here. First down and 10. Or first down and 20, I should say. Sullivan hands off to Duncan. And Duncan will back his way to the 25-yard line.
Holly's trying to rip that ball out.
Couple of yards. Second down and about 18 coming up for Warsaw. Again, we'll be at Warren Central. That's on the southeast side of Indianapolis next Friday night. Airtime 6:45, but our pregame coverage begins at 6:30 with news and the commissioner's corner. All that will start at 6:30. And then the conference is back here opening up 2 weeks from now against Goshen, who at last check was getting blown out by Fairfield. Option play left. Sullivan's going to keep it and turn upfield and dive across the 20 down to the 19-yard line. That's a gain of 7 yards, and it brings up third down and about 12. We'll call it 12. 4 minutes left to go. Stay tuned after the game. Final scoring, final stats, drive of the game, play of the game, all coming up. I think the drive of the game, assuming the score holds, will be pretty easy to determine.
Yep.
Andy's play of the game will be a little more difficult. But that's why he's doing it, not me. Sullivan takes the snap from the 19, drives forward. He will get inside the 15. He gets down to about the 12-yard line. That's a gain of about 8 yards. And it'll be fourth down, and Michigan City is going to take a timeout. 3:22 left to play in the game. Warsaw leads 17-7. Back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman, Andy Manis back at Fisher Field. 17-7. Warsaw with the lead. 3:22 left. Tigers facing fourth down. The scoreboard says 5, and then it's pretty close. It's about 4.5. The outcome of this play, as long as it's not a turnover, that's run back for a touchdown. Warsaw would really love to get these 5 yards. But just to run another play and get this clock down to under 3:10, and Michigan City's got to score 10 points at least.
Yeah, they're going to kick it.
They are.
Yep.
I don't mind this particular call either. Smythe's going to put the tee down at the 20. Try for his second field goal of the football game to make it a 13-point lead. Leiter to snap it back to Villamo. There's the snap. There's the spot. The kick is up, and it is good. Inside the left upright and through. 3:18 left to go in the game. Warsaw 20, Michigan City 7. Back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Tigers look like they're on their way to victory, up 20-7 with 3:18 left to go here in the fourth quarter. So the interception by Hetty turns into 3 points. That's the only turnover of the game, right?
Yes. Yep.
We've had some quirky plays, but that's the only turnover. Hetty with the interception, a diving interception. That gets the Tigers 3 more. And Smythe, kicking from south to north, is 3 for 3 on touchbacks. And make it 4 out of 4, because that one is going to land in the middle of the A in Warsaw at the north end. So Michigan City again will start from the 20-yard line, and that's been a familiar starting spot for them.
Only 3, 4, 5 plays this half for Michigan City. They can't have that many yards. We've held the ball most of the second half.
Austin, call up the team stats for me real quick. You have 279 yards total, and that they only had the one drive, really, that they got inside the red zone again and came out with nothing. Hart back to throw, throws to the far side, got a man wide open at the 26. That's McKinney. He's got a first down, and he will get out of bounds at the 34-yard line. That's a gain of 14 yards and a first down for the Wolves, who are playing a really tough conference, the Duneland Conference, with Crown Point, Valparaiso, Merrillville. That's what they have staring them in the face if they come away from here with a loss. They were 6-5 a year ago and lost to Valpo twice. Hart back to throw, throws to the near side. That's caught at the 40-yard line by Laurent, and that's a first down, and that one stays in bounds. That will be a first down, though, to the 45 after a gain of 11.
You like to see the Tiger defense, you know, maybe not going into an all-out prevent or, you know, I know they want to keep everything in front of them, but I like the way they were playing defense.
Yes.
earlier. I like that attacking defense. And you know they're probably more than likely going to pass.
You're going to give them 10 yards down the field, and that's it.
Yep.
Hart flushed out of the pocket, takes off 45, 50, and slides down at the 48-yard line. So that would be a gain of where they put the ball is the 47. So that's a gain of 8, 2:30 left. Second down and 2 coming up for Michigan City. They need 2 touchdowns and 2 extra points to win. And they have time to do that still.
They do.
Hart back to throw. Steps up in the pocket. Going to take off. Being chased by Gabridge. He's going to get hit. He's going to go down. Back at the 49-yard line. Petty and Gabridge combined on the 4th sack for the Tigers this year. And a timeout has been taken by Michigan City. We will keep it and go commercial-free the rest of the 2:08 left to play in this game.
Gabriel did a really good job flushing him out, and Hetty did a great job finishing him off.
So timeout, Wolves. That is their last. Warsaw still has one left. And it's 3rd down and 3 after a loss of 1. Cam Kaufman's been terrific on defense tonight. Rotating in. He's made some really solid plays. He has a sack tonight.
He's got a sack and another tackle for loss.
Yeah.
He's had a really, really good game.
Ball on the far hash mark. 3rd down and 3 with 2:08 left. Warsaw 20, Michigan City 7. Hart looks to his left. He's got G to his left. Tigers have 3 lined up on the ball. Hart claps his hands, takes a snap, fires to the far side, got a man open, but the pass was too far out in front of the intended target, which was McKinney. It's incomplete. It's 4th down and 3.
Good spot right now for Warsaw. See if they can.
Well, they could pretty much run the clock out without a first down.
Yep.
If they can get a stop on this play. Kaufman comes in. Dippin is out. 4th down and 3 from the Tiger 48-yard line.
Let's see if Cam can't get another sack here.
Tigers showing blitz. They back out of it. Hart back to throw. Throws the near side. Got a man open, and it's caught. It's a 1st down. Kyron Hart makes the catch at the Tiger 43. And that's a gain of 5, and it's a 1st down for Michigan City. The clock stops while they move the chains. With 1:59 left. And Michigan City wanders backwards as if they're going to huddle.
Boy, this precious seconds coming off the clock for Michigan City.
Yeah, they are not moving with any sense of urgency at all.
No.
Hart waiting for his team to get set. They are all out of order. They're still moving around. Finally, Hart gets them set. There's the snap. Pressure coming. Steps out. Rolls right. Now takes off. He's at the 40. Stood up at the 38. And will go down near the 37. And a flag comes in way back upstream. And this is going to be a foul against the Tigers. And we have a foul back in the backfield. In the defensive backfield.
That was a late flag coming in.
And Gabrich is down at the point at which the ball carrier was tackled. And do we have a Wolf down to it? We do. The Michigan, there are 3 flags down here. I'm guessing that 2 of those flags are for the same infraction.
And if I had to guess, it would be 1 on each team. If I had to guess.
After the play kind of a thing?
So my crystal ball, I'm going to say holding on us. And I'm going to say some sort of personal foul, unsportsmanlike conduct against them, but again.
Gabrich is up and walking off the field, shaking his head. I think he got hit awkwardly. And they're going to take him over here and hold up some figures and put him through his paces, try to figure out if he's okay or not. My guess is he probably is. They're still talking about what's going on here. With 1:24 left. Now we're going to get some sort of explanation. Sideline warning against Michigan City. Illegal use of hands against the Tigers. The penalty's offset. And so we'll do it over again.
So wrong about the calls, but they were appear to be offsetting.
They are offsetting. So we'll move the ball to the 43-yard line, right?
I would think so.
Wait, if theirs is a sideline warning and ours is illegal use of hands, why are they going to mark this penalty off against Warsaw?
So the only thing I can...
He didn't say personal foul. They're moving the ball. How far is he going? Holy cow, all the way to the 28.
So that leads me to believe that was after the play was over.
That's the second sideline warning against Michigan City. And they made 15 yards out of it to the Tiger 28, 1:24 left. Hart takes the snap, back to throw, steps up, takes off running, flag goes down, 30, 25, near sideline 20, and out of bounds on the Tiger sideline at about the 21, but this is going to be a penalty on Michigan City for holding.
Yep. That's a pure example of our three down linemen giving max effort, trying to get back to that quarterback, and those offensive linemen for Michigan City seem to be getting a little tired, and that's what you do when you get tired.
Oh, yeah.
And you just got to hold. You got to hold on.
What's it about when your three guys are better than their five?
Right.
That says something about your three.
Yep. Really good job of rotating in fresh bodies at that spot too.
Well, they tried a few things tonight, and they like what they tried. I think holding to this team that has so many offensive weapons, holding them to just 7 points. With 1:16 left to play in the game. Ball comes back to the 38. First down and 20. Back to throw Hart. Again, steps up the pocket. Throws it as far as he can. And it's going to be incomplete. And that's a pretty good play by Anthony Murphy. Because Taylor Villema was ready to pick that pass off and take off running with it. And Murphy hit his wrist and knocked the ball right out of his hands.
Yeah, that was an easy interception. So good job by the Michigan City receiver.
Second down and 20.
That didn't come out of the Michigan City quarterback's hand very well either.
No, it did not. Second down and 20 from the Michigan City 38. Warsaw leads by 13 with 1:10 to go. Again, Hart waiting for the snap. Gets a perfect snap. Quick throw far side. Harvell. He'll turn up field, 35, 30, and gets all the way down inside the 30, down to the 27-yard line. Clock still running down, under a minute to play. That will be third down and 8 to go after a gain of 12. 48 seconds. Stay tuned. Post-game coverage begins immediately following the end of the game. Hard under pressure. Going to be hit. Going to go down again.
Guess who?
Cam Kaufman with his second sack of the game. And it'll be fourth down, and the clock is going to keep running. Cam Kaufman with two sacks for the Tiger defensive line tonight. Two of the four. 20 seconds left. And are the Wolves going to run a play?
Well, all the referees... They did the X. I don't know what that means.
It means it's fourth down.
Okay.
It means the clock's going to stop no matter how this play ends.
Gotcha.
Hart takes the snap, drops back, throws it as far as he can up the near sidelines. It's going to be knocked in the air and incomplete. And the clock has gone to zeros, and Warsaw wins the game. Warsaw wins on opening night. They beat Michigan City 20-7. Post-game coverage begins next on News Now Warsaw.